Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. I see Paul Sperry tweeting out, according to Sweet Baby James, the Liberal Columbia Journalism Review has apparently done a study and offered a scathing indictment of the New York Times Russiagate coverage. It could have said Hannity was right and the New York Times was wrong. And give Hannity, you think I should get the Pulitzer over them? Are they going to return? Donald Trump is, I think, suing the Pulitzer people over the Pulitzers they got for fake phony news. You can't even make that up. I don't like to start with bad news, but it is the reality. And I live in reality. I don't live in some fantasy world that I wish existed, but doesn't exist. You know, and you need to think about this through the prism of all the pressure now that is being brought to bear on the United States and further funding of Ukraine. You know, do I like seeing our number two geopolitical foe, a thug like Vladimir Putin, trying to take over a sovereign nation, Ukraine, and in the process, killing and indiscriminate bombing of apartment buildings, infrastructure, killing, you know, countless innocent men, women and children because he fantasizes about, you know, one day returning the Russia to its former greatness, the Soviet Union. No, I don't like it. And this is where America needed a president that leads, because had Joe Biden gone to NATO and Western Europe and said to them, this is your backyard. Don't expect us to pick up the bill for a fight in your backyard. Ukraine is not a NATO ally. Now, I was not against offering support, but it ends up, we end up being, you know, the bulk of support. And all this, all we have allowed to have happen here is this now to fester into another quagmire, which I predicted it was likely to occur. And a long protracted conflict. And it's now given Putin time to rebuild his armies and get enough people and recalibrate his strategies. And he's, you know, firing his hypersonic missiles, and it's in Europe's backyard. And now the pressure is on the United States. Once again, while we have, what, $31 trillion in debt to somehow step up and pay for all this. American people have had it with these endless wars that they don't fight, and they don't fight to win. They've had it. You know, Biden touting his $1.2 trillion infrastructure spending spree, but he won't even negotiate the debt ceiling. Republicans, as long as now Biden keeps saying publicly that he's not going to negotiate on the debt ceiling, Republicans need to sit back with a plan that is united in the House and say, we're not budging on the debt ceiling. Well, the full faith and credit of the United States is hanging in the balance. Right. And the guy in the White House that won't negotiate is responsible for that. The guy that said in 2011 that we've got to have some compromise and get together. What the Democrats have calculated is House Republicans won't unite behind a single plan. What I am predicting is they will. And if they do, then they'll be able to negotiate from a position of strength, and they can get whatever spending assurances that they need, want, and agree to in place. I don't think that the Deficit Reduction Act in 2011 ended up being bad at all. That was the one that resulted in sequestration. You know, Biden now goes on a national spending tour a week after the national debt in this country hit $31 trillion. Nobody told Joe Biden our national debt just crossed $31 trillion, because Biden's out there touting his $6 billion rail tunnel replacement. You know, he's now touting in New York his $292 million for the Hudson Tunnel project. He's touting his $2.7 billion to improve and expand rural electric infrastructure. And meanwhile, it's his policies now that have impacted the average American family last year, paying average household on average $10,000 in Biden inflation tax. And then, Brett, not even factoring in the new laws that went into effect this year, and that is the billions and billions and tens and hundreds of billions of dollars in new taxes on the oil industry, the gas industry, the coal industry, new taxes on retirements and pension plans, new taxes, $250 billion on corporations. Then they're not going to pay that tax. They pass it on to you. And nobody in the media, not one person that I'm aware of, called him out and said, excuse me, didn't you say you wouldn't raise taxes on people making under $400,000 a year? I'm telling you right now, there's a New York Post had an article about this today. About two-thirds of Americans now, and that means many of you listening to this program know exactly what this means, are now living paycheck to paycheck. I've been there in my adult life, not for a short period of time, many years in my early adult life. It's not fun struggling to pay your rent every month. It's not fun when you really can't even afford to go to McDonald's because it just breaks your budget. I mean, and that was my reality for a period of time, and it just sucks. And you want to talk about bad timing, Biden running around the country bragging about how much money he's spending on green energy products on top of everything else. You know, this guy caused all of this. His economic and his insane adherence to the climate alarmist cult, religious cult, and his sick energy policies have literally economically unilaterally disarmed this country. And it's now hurting every single man, woman, and child in this country. It's especially now hurting two-thirds of Americans, because at the end of December, 64% of Americans, consumers, the equivalent of 166 million Americans, said that they're living on razor-thin budgets each and every month. And by the way, every economist is predicting that things are going to get worse for this entire year. And many are predicting, yes, another recession, because we did, by definition, have a recession, saying that they're living on razor-thin budgets. And that's up from 61% or 9.3 million compared to the previous year's findings. People are worse off. You listen to Joe Biden, I did that, I did this, he didn't do anything except cause a $10,000 tax on every American household, because you care more about this fantasy green energy, of which the technology does not exist. Now, and look, if somebody comes along and they're able to provide cheaper, cleaner energy, and we can make the switch relatively easy, then I think Americans, sure, I want to save money just like the next guy. But unfortunately, gas prices again are skyrocketing. Natural gas prices are skyrocketing. Look at your heating bills this year compared to last year, compared to the year before. You see what's happening. And, you know, even, by the way, Americans that are, considered high earners, those that make $100,000 or more a year in annual income. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And the share rose 9% compared to a year earlier, when 42% of six-figure earners made the same admission. Now, this, you say, well, Hannity, well, they must be spending too much. Yes and no. If you have a secure job, and let's say you're making 100 grand a year, I don't know, maybe you're a nurse and you work overtime and that's what you get paid. Okay, whatever job you happen to be in. And, okay, you make decisions not anticipating that the government is going to artificially, dramatically increase the cost of the lifeblood of your economy, which is energy. And that's a big part of Biden's financial and economic disaster. We have unilaterally disarmed, as he now has shunned all domestic production of oil, gas, and coal, is reducing it more every single day. I mean, shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, that would have been 900,000 barrels of oil a day coming in, flowing in Canadian oil to our refineries. Shuts down, exploration and on foreign lands, shuts down ANWR, and now is taxing all three sources of energy with multi tens of billions of dollars in new taxes. Well, who do you think is going to pay that tax? You're going to pay that tax. Wall Street Journal has pointed out consumers are starting to freak out as a result of all of this. The engine of the U.S. economy is consumer spending. Well, now consumers don't have the money that they used to have, so they're not spending. And as a result, retail purchases have fallen now in three of the past 4 months. Spending on services, including rent, haircuts, bulk of bills, was flat in December after adjusting for inflation. That's the worst monthly reading in nearly a year. Sale of pre-existing homes in the U.S. fell last year to the lowest level since 2014 with the rise of mortgage interest rates. The auto industry posted their worst sales year in more than a decade, a stark turnaround for the second half of 2020 when Americans lifted the economy out of the pandemic downturn. Consumers now snapped up exercise bikes, televisions, laptop computers for their kids. During lockdowns, when restrictions were lifted, they were rushing back to their favorite restaurants and travel destinations. And now that the forces that help keep spending high are unwinding and inflation remains elevated. The share of monthly income that Americans set aside for savings was 3.4% in December. Well, that's down from 7.5% a year earlier from a record high in April of 2020. Annual inflation is measured by the CPI, Consumer Price Index. That's above 5% in December for the 19th straight month. Listen, I can go on and give you all the statistics you want, but the bottom line is you know what I'm talking about because you're living it. Gas-powered cars, by the way, this study came out. We told you the other day it's now cheaper than driving an electric vehicle. Plus, you pay $22,000 on average more for an electric car. I didn't factor in Tesla's big discount that they put in place recently. You know, Biden, the great American road trip is going to be fully electrified. Well, it costs more to charge. And by the way, it's still on an electric grid that is fueled, 90% of which is fueled by oil, gas, and coal. But why focus on how you're actually getting the electricity to power up your electric vehicle? $22,000 more on average for an electric car. How do they build those batteries? Oh, that's right. They mine Mother Earth with these diesel burning machinery, you know, these big machines that, you know, pillage the earth of nickel and cobalt and manganese and all these other minerals that are necessary. Then, of course, we've got the meteoric rise in food prices. You know, look at the price of eggs right now. It's unbelievable. Where I go shopping, it's $10 for a dozen eggs. I eat either four egg whites every day or three eggs. You know, I switch every other day. I'm keto friendly in my diet. Some say, well, it's not working, Hannity. Well, all right, keep your wise ass mouth shut. Linda got a kick out of that. People now opting to raise their own chickens to avoid high egg prices. Egg smuggling at the southern border is now a real business. Can you believe that? 8 million Americans earning more than 100 grand a year, living paycheck to paycheck. Gas prices now have jumped for five straight weeks. I told you this was coming. And meanwhile, Biden is touting electric car vehicle credits, tax credits. Gee, thanks a lot. And all the money that he's spending. Well, who's going to pay that back? By the way, every one of these, you know, big spending sprees, but basically just robbing from our own children and grandchildren. I don't want to rob from my children and grandchildren. I want to balance our budget. Gas prices, 5 straight weeks, gas prices have gone up, and there's no end in sight. But we're going to get electric vehicle tax credits. Gee, thanks. I don't want an electric vehicle. A friend of mine likes a Tesla. He has one. I'm not convinced yet. Maybe I'll have to try to ride his. I want the Corvette Z06. That's what I want. I want it built out the way I want. I have my name on 10 different lists. I've yet to get a phone call, except one guy called me and wanted to know what my build-out would be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
on a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All right, as we roll along, Sean Hannity Show, thanks for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So as the power of subpoena now gets underway, everything that we predicted is now coming to fruition. And that is that there's going to be little cooperation from Joe Biden's Department of Justice, from Joe Biden's FBI, and from it's going to be a fight every step of the way for Congress to do their job known as oversight. Now, Marco Rubio was on Hannity last night and rightly pointed out that the Senate also has the power of the purse and the ability to stop funding a lot of what these departments do if this is going to be their posture, which is, well, they're hiding behind the thought that it might compromise the current investigation of the special counsel, which is a nice excuse, but it doesn't really tell us anything that is helpful. They don't want these committees investigating whether the FBI is politicized or the DOJ is weaponized. We already know the answer to these questions. We just found out today that some time ago that the FBI, in fact, did go to the Biden Penn Center. Why didn't they show up the same way they showed up at Mar-a-Lago? With, you know, guns drawn, you know, sirens blaring, and have a full-on raid and kick everybody out of the building and take over the building like they did Mar-a-Lago. Why did they handle it differently? Could it be we have a dual justice system, as I've been saying now for some time?
Come on, man. It's taken me 47 years to perfect doing nothing. I had to become president to show you I could do that better than anybody.
Joe Biden, the most dangerous man in America.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, Greg Jarrett had a good column today. Its headline is incriminating videos are the common thread in five headline-making criminal cases. And he was talking about the Paul Pelosi case, the Tyre Nichols case. There's no doubt, and we've been advocates for years of body cam and dash cam footage, et cetera. This case down in South Carolina, the Alex Murdoch's case, I don't know if you've followed that at all, Linda, this case of this powerful family in this small town.
It's so heartbreaking. It's just overwhelming.
Oh, my gosh. I was watching something about it on one of these shows. I knew nothing about it, nothing about the family. Apparently this guy's out for a joyride, is the allegation. Took over the wheel, putting everybody's life in risk, and, one girl lost her life. Then we have the Madison Brooks case. In that case, both surveillance and personal cell phone videos are an important part of the prosecution's evidence. I can't believe some of the things that have been said about this girl. This girl was brutally raped and left to die on it wasn't just a street in the dark of night, knowing that she had had some drinks, but that's every college kid does that. That's not the issue here. Just dropping on the middle of a highway and she ends up getting killed. Unreal. And then
Sean, is that there's no accountability, right? For these kids, they're out there and they see that the police are not holding criminals accountable. They also see all of this social media, the music, the videos, the games, all of it is about drinking and getting high and, the vaping and just there's no value on human life. There's just none.
Well, anyway, security cameras in that case, eyewitness statements show that, she might have been drinking in a bar, but at one point she had to be helped to her feet. But one of the men in the car took a partial video inside the vehicle, and the lawyer representing two of the defendants claims, this proves that, she was intoxicated, but coherent enough and capable of consenting. And now the judge in that case rightly said, really? You think this is going to help you? This is exculpatory? No, this is pretty damning evidence against you, you dope. Then you have the Kohlberger case, the murder of these four University of Idaho students. In that case, that's going to turn on DNA evidence and a leather knife sheath left behind and cell phone records of the accused. This is where science does its best work. Forensics, by the way, is fascinating to me. We've had our share of forensic experts, people like Michael Bodden on the program and others that do this for a living. And the ability to solve difficult cases like this is pretty amazing. Look at, for example, over the years, the Innocence Project, which I'd always supported, which is if, you find DNA evidence can prove the innocence of somebody that was convicted of a horrible crime like murder and they get put on death row or get life in prison. I've interviewed many of these people that have been freed over the years. It's unbelievable how often that these convictions take place and they end up being dead wrong. And then DNA is able to resolve the case for somebody. Although I think that the Innocence Project sadly has become pretty political. And there's another organization that I know is coming up that I think is going to be a lot better. We'll find out more about that in the days and weeks to come. Now we've got to move on to the issue of the Bidens here for a second, because there's a lot of new interesting information about this. Number one, Biden goes off the rails as he repeats his false story for the eighth time about a conductor who congratulating him for logging more miles on Amtrak than Air Force Two as vice president 20 years after he retired. Now, he said this for the last eight times. Anyway, sweet baby James is supposed to bring that into me if he's listening. Hey, listen, I want to remind you how to save money in these troubling economic times. One way is to join my cell phone company, and that's Pure Talk. And you get the same cell towers, the same 5G network. Average family saves $1,000 a year. Many families save even more than that for the exact same service. You get blazing fast data, unlimited talk and text. That's only $30 a month, about half what you're paying for Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. But you get the same exact service. And you get the first month absolutely risk-free. That's their guarantee. And you support a company that supports you. Simple to make the switch. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. And if you do it now, you save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless. So we got Hunter Biden. Now, this is getting interesting, too, because we have new emails that show Miranda Devine writing in the New York Post today. And remember, she wrote the Laptop from Hell book, a bestseller. But anyway, so we're discovering that Hunter Biden trying to sell classified information that somehow got in the hands regarding Russia. According to the New York Post, documents on the laptop from 2011 show that Hunter offered to sell intelligence on Russian oligarchs to the U.S. aluminum company Alcoa for $55,000. Now, in internal discussions over Hunter's proposal, a senior executive at Alcoa suggested the information was valuable because it would not otherwise be on government affairs team's radar. And he offered to provide Alcoa this information for this Russian oligarch. How do you say his name?
Deripaska.
Okay. Oleg is his first name. And so watching that story really closely today, we'll get into that more in detail in the next hour. Also, the FBI reveals that they conducted a second search of Joe Biden's University of Pennsylvania office for classified documents. Now, here's my question. Why didn't they do it with the same fanfare as when they went to Mar-a-Lago for the raid at Mar-a-Lago? Now, this is where Jim Jordan's investigation is critical. Is the FBI politicized? Is the DOJ being weaponized? Do we have equal justice under the law? Do we have equal application of our laws? The obvious answer to anybody that has followed what the FBI and DOJ have been doing under Biden and the FBI under Trump and Biden is they absolutely have been politicized. And yes, the DOJ has now been weaponized. And if you don't have equal justice under the law, you don't have a just society. Wall Street Journal points out another damning revelation that they've been sitting on for months. Now, this revelation about classified top secret documents, they had this information. The DOJ had it on November 2nd. Joe Biden knew about it on November 2nd. The midterm elections were November 8th. We didn't find out about it till 68 days later. And now we find out about a search of the Penn Biden Center that happened, you know, at his, you know, remember, November 2nd is the day they discovered these documents marked classified. So it couldn't be determined whether investigators found any additional items in the search. But anyway, the revelations that classified material was found in that office, as well as his home in Wilmington, Delaware, raising questions about Biden's handling of our nation's secrets. Now, the question in all of this is, you got to be kidding me. We now have found documents in five separate locations. With Donald Trump, they found it in one location. And that location had already been identified by the FBI because they were invited in. Nobody kept them out of Mar-a-Lago. They were asked to search the premises. When they searched it, they went into the storage room where they eventually found classified materials. The FBI was in there. I don't know if they saw them or didn't see them. They might have saw something that made them suspicious because they called after they left. They could have taken things with them if they wanted to, I'm sure. But they called and asked for a padlock to be put on the door, and that was complied with. So if they were invited into Mar-a-Lago and had unfettered access, I would assume they could have had unfettered access again. There's never been anything said to the contrary. And then the question is, you know, how does Hunter Biden fit into all of this? Because we also learned from the New York Post that Hunter turned his father's Wilmington, Delaware mansion into a high-powered and possibly compromised home office where a lot of his wheeling and dealing was taking place. This is about the same timeline as the point in his life when he was addicted to crack and involved in all sorts of nefarious activities, a lot of which I can't mention if you have kids in the car. But anyway, Hunter Biden listed the Wilmington home of Joe as his address following his 2017 divorce from his ex-wife. And the home is also listed as the billing address for a personal credit card and an Apple account in 2018 and 19. And at least 12 classified documents, some dating back to Biden's career in the Senate, were found in the premises in recent weeks. Now the DOJ is looking the other way on what Jonathan Turley rightly points out is the largest stash of Biden secrets, and that's at the University of Delaware. Now, if you have all of these documents in Delaware, enough to fill two tractor trailer trucks full of documents, you know, information from the Senate from more than 14 years ago, it appears that they have transferred classified information from briefings and documents to his notebooks. That raises the question of whether or not information is contained in the notebooks and papers that are housed at the university. Now, you know, if it was Donald Trump, that Donald Trump would absolutely would have been raided by now. They don't even show any interest in wanting to go to the University of Delaware. And the Bidens have steadfastly refused anybody to have any access to this information. On a side note, Hunter Biden's art dealers refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigators, quote, until he gets legal advice. At the moment, I cannot comment and I will refer you to my legal counsel, but no, my singular focus has always been and will continue to be the integrity of our artists and privacy of our art collectors. So whoever this art dealer is that I'm sure gets a commission of every painting of Hunter's that is sold, or paint by numbers, or however he paints, I don't know. Portraits of a crack dealer, as I refer to them. But now the art dealer is lawyering up. You just can't make this up. We got another story about Hunter. Did you hear about this in the Daily Mail today? He's telling a subordinate, set up your phone so I can spy on you when you're showering. Or he threatened to withhold a cash-strapped assistant's pay if she didn't FaceTime him naked, according to texts. Isn't that in the Me Too era? Wouldn't that qualify as being creepy? I would think so. But what is in the, you know, Penn Biden Center? What is in the University of Delaware? Why did all these foreign countries pay the Bidens? Why? Nobody seems to have an answer for that either. The top investigator who was busted for taking Russian payoffs was turned in, apparently, by an enraged mistress. That was an interesting side note today. Anyway, back to Biden's lies. Now he's repeating for the eighth time about the conductor that congratulated him for logging more miles on Amtrak than Air Force Two as vice president. Anyway, listen to the many Biden lies.
You know, haven't had a house burned down with my wife in it. She got out safely, God willing. It was, I remember spending time at, going to the Tree of Life Synagogue, speaking with the man. I have known every prime minister well since Golda Meir. She invited me to come over because I was going to be the liaison between she and the Egyptians about the Suez and so on and so forth.
I did not walk in the shoes of generations of students who walked these grounds, but I walked other grounds. Seems like yesterday, the first time I got arrested anyway.
He said, you know, Joe, if you accepted my commission to the my appointment to the academy, he said, you'd still have 1 year and 3 months active duty and I'd have no problems right now.
This day, 30 years ago, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben Island.
Pin medals on, silver stars on soldiers up in the upper Konar Valley in the middle of a firestorm.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Awesome.
And so I know a little bit about driving big trucks.
And Ange walks up to me and goes, Joey, baby, grabs my cheek. And I thought the Secret Service was going to blow his head off. I said, I swear to God, true story. He said, Joey, because they keep meticulous tabs of him. Said, the boys and I figured out the retirement dinner. He said, you traveled 2 million, I think it was 180, but 2,200,000 miles.
There's your president, a liar on top of everything else. The media, they were pressing and pushing and begging and insisting that Donald Trump wasn't well. Donald Trump needed a cognitive exam. So he takes the exam. And I'm told by Dr. Ronnie Jackson, now Congressman Ronnie Jackson, this is not an easy exam. And when he agreed to do it, Ronnie Jackson said, look, whatever the results are, we've got to publish it. You sure you want to take this? It's not an easy test. I've since looked at them. They really aren't, based on the one that President Trump took. Anyway, now reporters are interested slightly and concerned that Biden has apparently skipped his annual physical. And I have my suspicions. If we ever got the list of visitors that go and see him 40% of the time when he's away from the White House, you have to wonder how many of them might be doctors. Just asking. Anyway, Pauline Jean-Pierre has been asked about his physical exam 6 times this month. He will have one before by the end of this month is out. We will share the information. Not that it's going to be meaningful.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.